the apartment. It was very organized, very clean. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, he got his rats back.
Yes.
Yeah, or mice, whatever they were.
Wow. They all like dog food.
Yeah.
They just throw dog food on top of this wire and they eat it.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems reasonable. I mean, I don't know.
It was just
neighbors
odd.
Were ticked.
Yeah. It was just why?
Because they had rats.
Several hundred.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but.
And they were just feeder rats, you know.
Right. Yeah. So were they? So not white rats, just not pet rats, like actual rats.
Right. Right.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The meeting of the Animal Service Facilities Advisory Committee is called to order. Consent items. First item is 24-1386. Minutes of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee meeting of January 24th, 2024. The Animal Services Facility Advisory Board met in regular session in the Council Chambers, 222 North Tennessee Street, McKinney, Texas, on January 24th, 2024 at 12 p.m. An audio recording of the meeting is available to members of the public through the City of McKinney Meeting Archive. Board Chair Mocha Anderson called the meeting to order at 12:02 p.m. upon determining a quorum of himself, herself, and the following members were present. The City of McKinney staff and City Council members were present. There were zero members of the public present in the audience. Call to order, board members present, Mocha Anderson, Ashley Thompson, Mary Alice Ketchum, Misty Brown, Ewa Sissick, Meredith Brennan, Annette Miller, absent Cheryl Darvo. Consent items 24-1142, minutes of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee meeting of November 29th, 2023. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Misty Brown, seconded by board member Meredith Brennan, to approve and refer 24-1142 minutes of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee meeting of November 29th, 2023. Regular agenda items 24-1143. Discuss Animal Services Dispatch for City of McKinney. 24-1144, discuss Collin County Animal Services Low-Cost Vaccination Clinic. 24-1145, consider discuss act on next meeting date.
Excuse me, I'm just here to see if we can get our food real quick. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. All right.
Members unanimously approved the motion by board member Misty Brown, seconded by board member Mocha Anderson, to approve 24-1145, consider discuss act on next meeting date. Next meeting date is set for April 3rd at 12 p.m. at the Collin County Animal Service Facility, adjourned at 12:24 p.m.
Now, we had a discussion about
McKinney Animal Services, you guys said that there had been distemper in East McKinney. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of, it was just an informal discussion, but it was how could we then get that information, right, and get that maybe out to the public through our volunteer page. And okay. So if there were a process for who agrees that it's the right thing, then Bo Ward could post it.
Okay.
So yeah, that wasn't noted in that's right. So it'd have to be a process like for who would approve and then ship it over to Bo to do on the volunteer thing. So think about how.
I move we approve the reading of the minutes.
Thank
and
you.
Then have that to this one. Okay.
All in favor.
All right. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we didn't lose that.
All right, sure.
Regular agenda items. First item 24-1387. Update on 2024 McKinney Board and Commission member appointments.
Hi, good afternoon, Chair, Board members. I'm Edith Reese, Accreditation and Reporting Specialist. And this is a quick discussion update regarding the Boards and Commission member appointment process. Every year, approximately half of all McKinney Boards and Commission appointments expire with those vacancies filled by City Council vote. So we're currently taking applications from the public who wish to apply and serve on a Board or Commission, including incoming members who are interested in reappointment. Tuesday, August 27, the McKinney City Council will appoint members to the various city boards and commissions. Board members can serve up to 2 or 3 consecutive terms depending on which board they are assigned to. To be considered, interested individuals must complete an application and participate in an interview. This includes incoming members with terms expiring this year. The deadline to apply is Friday, June 21, 2024. The application can be accessed online through the city's website, and interviews will be conducted in July and August. In addition, to be prepared for service for the board, newly and reappointed members must complete open government training prior to October 1st and any other assigned training. And now, based on the McKinney Boards and Commissions eligibility policy, the maximum consecutive term for this board is 2. And from the current roster, there is one member who has completed a term, one member with term expiring this year and eligible for reappointment. The remaining members all have terms expiring next year. So at that time, we will revisit this to provide you with the information on the process. I have attached a copy of the file to the agenda. And on the back of this file, you'll find the board roster, which details your service record and your eligibility for reappointment. That is all the information I have for you today. Thank you all for your time and service to this board. Now it's time for any questions.
So the animal welfare group person?
So for that one, so the current policy does state that any member who has, a current member who has been appointed for 2 or more consecutive terms prior to October 23rd, 2022 will not be eligible for appointment. Mm-hmm. However, this committee does hold a distinctive status, as it does need members with specialized knowledge and understanding of articles
right.
to serve on this committee. So reappointment will be considered at the City Council's discretion.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Do I need to, I'm city staff, so do I have to reapply? Okay.
Very good.
Just checking.
Okay, so I'm the animal welfare. Mine expires. And I can't do it unless City Council approves me coming back on.
Yes, so you may have to contact your City Council liaison, let them know that you are interested in reappointment, and then from there they'll take care of it.
I'll give you his information, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? All right, well, thank you all for your time and for allowing me to be attending this meeting.
Thank you.
Next item is 24-1388. Consider, discuss, act on next meeting date.
Yeah, let's push it out a little bit.
Maybe like September, just so that if we need to reschedule, we have lots of year left over.
I think that's a good idea.
So now I'm pretty open in September.
September's good for me, whatever.
Is it always the first Wednesday or?
No, just a Wednesday.
Because the first Wednesday is Labor Day week, so I don't know if that impacts anybody.
Right.
I agree.
The
11th,
maybe?
That's my birthday, so I.
On the
11th?
You expect cake?
Yes.
Do you expect a song?
Okay, I'll allow it.
What about the 18th?
Fine. Somebody doesn't want cake.
Just in case, you know, I may not be here, you know. I may want to take my birthday off. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, the 18th is fine.
18th?
Yeah.
I move that the next meeting date be September 18th, 2024.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next item is public comments regarding agenda items.
Okay. Did you get all your information you were looking for?
Yeah, except for the one that we were talking about, trapping and neutering and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Go ahead.
I can. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
was just wondering, we were talking about before, I'd like to be on the board. I know that there's not many positions open. A very good friend of mine, Charlie Phillips, invited me today and said, start going to meetings or start being a fly on the wall. So here I am. But I guess I had two questions. When will the start of the next, or the shelter start? What, does anybody know when that will all begin? Have we started the expansion? We don't have that.
No, not yet. Planning is, I think it starts in July.
Planning starts in July, okay. And then my other question was, I know that we have a problem here, right, with animals and the shelter being so maxed out and over capacity. I mean, you walk down that hall with the dogs and if it doesn't bring a tear to your eye, I don't think you're a human. It's so sad. Cats are an issue, of course, as well. And I've noticed there's so many places around us in different counties that are, if you can't get ahead of the problem, right? Or if you can't fix the problem, let's try to get ahead of the problem. Well, what about trap, neuter, vaccinate, release programs, especially with all the cats on the east side? We've got so many. I mean, what do we do? Is there funding needed? Would that be something that would be approved? Is there any talk about trap, neutering, vaccine?
So yeah, I can answer that for you. I'm the animal services manager.
Okay.
That's actually a topic between me and my department. Because you're right. Right now, McKinney has no TNR. We actually consider outside cats not allowed. Is what we tell people, you know, you're not allowed to feed cats.
Yeah.
So I attended like a community cat workshop through Best Friends. It's hard. We're trying to figure out a way to get the money, you know, to do the actual TNR. That's our problem.
I can help funding if it is something that... If it's something that is needed that is approved, I am happy to help with getting some sort of funding.
Okay.
I reached out to All About Fixin'. There's all those, did you see all those cats that were found in bins over on Christmas? But they are big. There's many organizations attached to them that do the TNVR.
Okay.
So if funding is necessary,
right.
I mean, I'm happy to have a conversation with you about it.
So yeah, that's kind of where we're going, because we contract with Collin County, but Collin County can't do it, the surgeries for us, and we know that. So that's why we got to go a different route. Like, we got to find a vet that can do it. And then I also want to start working with the citizens that want to do TNR, because it's going to fall on them, really, to help trap the cats, transport the cats, you know, and do all that.
Talk your vet into helping you, because that's a huge issue, is that you can't find veterinarians to perform the surgery.
There's a couple people that I talked to that were open about giving us information on who to contact and how to go about the process of doing it, that are constantly TNVRing these cats.
Because I know cities do, I know Garland does it.
Yeah.
I live in Garland, I know they do it. I know other cities have... you know, put a program in place. I would also technically have to have our ordinances amended in order to do this. I mean, we could do it somewhat under the radar, you know, it's just once we start officially doing it, council would have to be involved, and I have to get them on board as well.
I know certain people that we can surely talk
to
that
would
be happy to.
Exactly. So, because we would need to work it in and add ordinances, you know, because if we do a TNR, we want to have it to where people have sign this. We have like a kind of like a contract where they're the caretaker, you know, of their group or wherever they are. And because I worked at another city that did that, so they allow TNR as long as there's a caretaker who's there. So I've researched that as well. So that would be another thing, is we would have to allow it, you know.
So are they like in a colony that the caretaker has responsibility for?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. They keep track of them. If any bandies get sick, they trap them, you know, that kind of thing. Because that's the concern, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is if they get sick. Because I'm fine with outdoor fixed cats. You know, I'm fine with it.
I mean, is it true? I read that cats can have up to 4 litters a year. No wonder why we get
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yeah,
so no wonder why there's no end in sight.
No end in sight. Some cities consider outdoor cats an invasive species.
Italy does not. Right. We need to follow what Italy does. We need to take a tour to Italy.
Okay.
See how they treat.
I'm down with that.
Can we talk after
Greek
this
Island.
And I
yes,
can
course.
Show you who I contacted?
Yes, please. I would love that. Yes. Okay. Yes, definitely.
Thank you. I bombarded her with a ton of questions. I got here.
I was trying to fill your shoes. I just couldn't quite get there.
So can we then also note that conversation about amplifying if there's a distemper breakout or something?
And okay, yes.
What do we have to do to...
Yeah, it's gone down. So we had about a few months there from November to last month. Work was pretty bad, but it's slowed down, thank goodness. So we're back to normal. We did post it. It's on our website. You know, distemper is an issue right now. So we posted it and we did share it on social media. That was the advice I was given. You know, by
higher ups. And if Bo could amplify it, then we could just get to more citizens in the county.
Yeah, that's true too.
I've got a comment. I'm a member of a therapy dog group. We visit nursing homes, memory care facilities, schools, and so on. And I wanted to let you know about it. We've got about 20 members. And anytime there's something that happens, we would be glad to have members of the group. They're more than happy to go. We tried to get involved after the shooting at Allen and never got called back. And so, you know, we've got every size of dog, and they all had to go through very rigorous training to be certified as therapy dogs. And just wanted to let you know about it.
Do they come into hospitals, too?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they're trained to walk around wheelchairs and the dollies and not knock them over and so on. Yes.
Wow.
We mainly go to rehab facilities and memory care facilities more than anywhere else. And so, you know, and the dogs love it.
I bet they do.
I remember you mentioned it before. What's the name of the group?
Denny Gives Back. D-I-N-I Gives Back. And I can give you the contact information of the lady who started it. She just got her master's in psychology dealing with animal therapy.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Because there's so much, you know... autistic children and things like that that really benefit from from working with animals, no matter what kind of animal it is.
And they go to Plano?
They'll go anywhere, yes. We go mainly to McKinney and Allen, but yes.
And you said D-I-N-I?
D-I-N-I Gives Back. Just a minute, I can give you the phone number and everything. Also, do any of you know the legality of this? I'm also the member of a Great Pyrenees Rescue Society. And some people get the dogs and they're such adorable, sweet puppies, and they don't realize that they bark. They were trained. They were bred to bark. That is their major focus of being a guard dog, was to scare off anything with that big bark. But that means that sometimes people get them and they don't realize that they're going to bark like that. And they get turned in for that reason more than any other reason. And it's really sad because they're wonderful, wonderful dogs. And I found out recently, and I don't know what the rules are, that they are considered livestock. So they can put them out there, and they don't apparently go under the same rules as any of the other dogs and cats. So they can be mistreated, and if a dog has a litter and the herd of sheep or goats or whatever is going to move on, they can leave those puppies behind to just die. And it is just, that's why there's a rescue group. And for instance, the rescue group I'm in will not allow any of the Pyrenees to go anywhere but homes. They won't let them to go out to be a farm animal that's left out all the time. So anyway, yeah, does anyone know any more about the actual laws for that?
Can we table this till after the meeting, since it is
Since
it's not an agenda item.
Okay, absolutely.
The next item up is 24-1389, Tour Collin County Animal Shelter. I recommend that we adjourn the meeting before doing the tour.
I have one more question, and I don't know if this should be part of the meeting or not. Where's the charter or the mission statement for this group? I looked for it and haven't found it.
I'm sorry, the what?
The charter of this group? There's no charter, no mission statement.
The minutes?
No, charter or the mission statement.
I don't know what that is.
The group is set, the committee is a requirement of state law.
Yeah, but there's no
charter. So there's no there doesn't need
statement.
To be. No.
Okay.
Probably be the same as the cities, because the city council.
Okay.
Who appoints the committees, right?
True.
Yes, ma'am.
The meeting is adjourned.
If any of you want the number for the head of the rescue group,